Hey guys, it's Sid up here in Maine. I just wanted to say thank you guys for all you do. You guys are consistently a bright spot in my day. I listen to you guys every day. Always good for a laugh. Just the other day, I was having a hard time at work, and my girl sent me a link to some classical music. I said, "What is that about?" And she said, "It'll calm you down." I said, "Honey, don't worry. Brian's yelling in my ear about blowjobs right now. I think I'm pretty good. Keep up the good work. Best to you."
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
5,778 times. I am lagging far behind.
Huh.
Does that include myself? Does that include sex with myself? Because if it includes sex with myself, I know I'm well up over 10,000. But if it includes sex with other people, I don't know that I've even reached 1,000.
Yeah.
5,778. She
you
just...
better get to it, Brian.
I know, Chrissy. Well, oh, never mind. I'm not going to
make
that joke.
But look what happens. Then you have 30 kids, so...
Well, we know I've had sex 30 times at least.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
2:30 in the morning!
Yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and the co-host of the show, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chris.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Pardon my interruption. Hope everyone's doing well out there. What a night. What a spectacular night at the Grammys, Chrissy. Is there no sacred space anymore?
No,
is there no sacred ground?
Well, there's no shock anymore now. It's just gone.
When you're doing, when you're literally doing
it.
Yeah, you're doing an ovulation test walking down the red carpet, then there you go.
Yeah.
What else is there to say?
Bianca Censori.
Oh, Bianca was all aglow at the show that she did not even get invited to, apparently. This is crazy. So you had to have heard about this, listener out there in the audience.
Oh, yeah.
But Ye and Bianca showed up to the Grammys, to which they were not invited. They had no invitation to go. But who in their right mind is going
to
tell...
turn him away.
Yeah, who on the red carpet is going to turn Ye away when he shows up with Bianca? Of course, they're going to be let in, and the producers are going to quickly scramble to get him a chair because he is PR gold. But what they didn't expect is that halfway down the red carpet, Bianca would undress. And when I say undress, I mean the full fucking Monty.
Yeah.
At around 8:05 p.m. I will remember this for the rest of my life. Where were you when your wife texted the first picture of a naked woman, not herself? I was in my studio.
Astrid sent it out.
She
to the
did.
Group.
She sent it out to the group. Rolling Stone. The Instagram for Rolling Stone sent out those pictures unedited, no censor whatsoever. So at least for a period of time, her vagina and her boobs were just hanging out on, you know, the Rolling Stone
the
IG.
Whole thing. Mm-hmm.
And who made that editorial decision? I'm wondering, what did Rolling Stone decide it was her vagina was newsworthy enough to not put a black box down there?
I mean, it was. It was pretty newsworthy.
It was pretty newsworthy. I gotta say, what else is there? What do we have left?
Nothing.
Where do we go from
here?
There is nothing. What are we gonna do? Show our gaping anuses next time we walk down the red carpet?
I mean, the Grammys has always been a place where people have pushed the limits of fashion. But yeah, I don't know if you know, who was she? Who did design that?
There's no designing about it.
Well,
no
it
one designed
it
anything.
It's fishnet.
It's
thing
just a
over.
Fishnet. Yeah. Yes. I'm sure Ye designed it.
Probably,
I'm sure it was a Ye
true.
Design,
yes,
right?
Yes.
I hate calling him Ye, by the way. Kanye. That's his fucking name, okay?
Yes,
Kanye.
Yes.
I'm sorry, but I never bought into all the Kanye hype. I never really cared for the guy. Now, I am no hip hop expert. Let's just put that out there. Anyway, I am clearly a white Midwestern old man from Chicago who likes a certain flavor of hip hop and rap, and Ye was just never my thing. Kanye was just
in the
never
beginning,
my thing.
He had some good stuff.
You thought so?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was never convinced. Never convinced. But now he has just completely gone off the rail. There is no semblance of normality.
No.
And I think he's trying to troll us all, but the joke I think is not funny anymore. It's just
not.
Stupid. That woman looks like a fucking hostage. And I'm sorry, if it's her choice to be out on the red carpet completely naked, then God bless her. I don't know why you would make that choice, but okay, sex, drugs,
I mean,
and rock and roll.
It's all been leading up to this. We've been talking about it for a couple of years now, I feel like, with all of the crazy non-outfits that she's been wearing. So this was just the culmination.
She has been showing up topless to the Cheesecake Factory for years.
Yeah.
Years she's been showing up. And why? I don't know. Listen, I'm all about nipple equality.
Of course.
Right? A little nipple never killed anybody.
All bodies are beautiful.
Yes.
And, you know, good for her.
I don't disagree. I think Bianca has a lovely, beautiful body. And good for her on the beautiful body. Is the shock value of showing your vagina on the red carpet moving any kind of fashion ball forward? Or it's just there for shock?
Yeah. I think it was just there for shock. And just to have talk about them.
Yes, of course.
Because really, there's not a lot going on other than this.
Mission accomplished. Yep. You got the commercial break to talk about you yet again. I'm sure this will show up.
And everybody
TMZ.
In the world.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's talking about it. And so now here's the question. Did they get kicked out, or were they asked to leave, or did they just leave on their own? There's a lot of conflicting reports. My opinion is that the producers at CBS, the people who are directing the show, quickly made the decision that Yi and Bianca could not be allowed anywhere on that floor for fear that she may try and complete the same type of stunt live on television. And then what would they do? They'd have to dump part of the show, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know. But I do have to say, I think the most exciting thing about the Grammys was Bianca being naked.
There were some good performances.
Yeah, I agree. I watched most of it. Let's review some of these just so we can get it out of the way. I thought the open Brittany Howard, Brad Paisley, Sheryl Crow. I liked how they focused on the fires. One of the things that I thought CBS got really right about the Grammys was allowing local businesses to have free airtime.
Right. That was really nice.
And put celebrities in the commercials so they got a little bit of extra attention. My personal opinion, what a great call. Because I'm sure 30 seconds on the Grammys has got to be $1 million.
Oh,
got to be $1 million. And I hope it moved the needle for some of those people because they desperately need it. Yeah. So they opened the show with kind of this tribute.
That's the one part I missed.
Oh, you missed it?
It was the very, very beginning.
I have it recorded if you want to watch it. It was a lovely, they sang the song We Love L.A., which is who's that guy who sings all those songs about L.A.? You know, the one that does Toy Story and, do you know who I'm talking about?
No.
No? Okay. But. Well, great. Another commercial break mishap here where we have no fucking clue what we're talking about. I Love L.A. is, hold on one second. I want to get this right.
I Love L.A.
That's it. That
I
was the song.
It.
I love okay. it.
Yes.
Which is kind of weird to see all those people sing it. Randy Newman.
Randy Newman.
Yeah. Randy Newman has kind of an interesting career. He did I Love L.A., which was a super hit back in the late 80s, I think. Yeah. And then he went on to do all of the Toy Story movies.
Okay.
A lot of the Pixar stuff, which they're great songs. They're wonderful. But that's like kind of, in my opinion, like the zenith of his career is the Toy Story movies. That's kind of the best music he does. But anyway, I Love L.A. They open up with that. And then Trevor Noah, I thought, did a job. You know, I think Trevor Noah can be so fucking funny. Mm-hmm. And I think he can be so fucking biting. And I think he's got satire for days. I don't think he was like, I don't think this was the place for it, he felt like. So he kept it very tame.
He did.
Very mild, very middle of the road. Yeah. So I didn't think it was particularly funny. I didn't think it was offensive. I thought it was fine. Trevor Noah is a great guy, and I thought it was fine. Which were some of the performances that you enjoyed the most?
Yeah, I loved the Shaboozy. We talked about Shaboozy.
Oh, Shaboozy might make me go buy a country album.
Yeah.
I mean, Shaboozy's
cool.
That was
good. I like the Chapel Roan.
Chapel Roan is always sitting on that big pink pony. Dochi's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Dochi has got me liking hip hop again. I think Dochi made an album that's like worthy of some of the best albums that have been
really
out there.
Good.
In my opinion. Again, no hip hop. I mean, I am a hip hop expert. I can freestyle really well. I won't do it here on the commercial break. But, I mean, if you want to, I'll tell you what, I'll make you a deal. I'll freestyle if you wear a Bianca dress.
Okay.
How's that?
Yep.
Done deal?
Yep.
Next episode of the commercial break. Kristen, Chrissy Oatley's vagina, live on the commercial break.
Yeah, nude fishnets.
Dochi was amazing. I like how they strung all of those artists together, like Dochi, Teddy Swims, Shaboozy. They kind of put them in like one big.
Yes.
Here's
Krongbin.
Krongbin played.
Well, it was new artists, right? Wasn't that the category that they were all performing for?
Yeah, all the new artists, the people that were up for new artists. But Krugman wasn't up for new artists. They just came back from a commercial and they were playing.
No, they were up for new artists.
Oh, they were? Mm-hmm. Then why were they?
But they've been around for forever.
Yeah, and why were they separated from that whole thing? Like, it started and then it stopped and then they did, like...
They were just kind of doing snippets, I think, of all the new artists. But they were up for new artists.
Okay, so they're amazing.
They are. I love them.
They're one of my favorite bands mm-hmm. that's out there today. But I like how they started together. Here's what the Grammys gets right that a lot of award shows get wrong, is that when you're celebrating the creativity and the art that these people are making, show the creativity and the art and stop all the yammering. You know what I'm saying? So the Grammys only had like five categories that they announced there on the CBS, on the actual broadcast, mm-hmm. because the rest of them are given out in an award ceremony earlier in the day.
Right.
Like, you know, best second draft audio engineering. No one fucking cares. I mean, people care in the business.
Yes.
But not the people watching CBS to see the performances and the fashion.
Yeah.
So I think they did a good job. Listen, if the Oscars would get on this, particular, you know, bandwagon here and just show parts of the movie that we really, really liked, then I think we could all agree that the Oscars might be worthy of a watch. But the Oscars is so much yammering. It's like 3 hours of fucking yammering and patting each other on the back and jacking each other off that it's hard to watch the entire thing. I think the Grammys got that part right,
if I'm
being honest.
Yeah.
Sabrina Carpenter did
a very complicated
set piece number that kind of... Mm-hmm. To me, harken back to some of the Madonna stuff, like just these like complicated set pieces, a lot of dancers, moving parts, yes. costume changes. Do you like Sabrina Carpenter?
I mean, I don't dislike her.
I don't dislike her
but
either.
I don't love her. I'm not turning her on when I have a chance.
Chrissy Hoadley doesn't turn Sabrina Carpenter on.
But I know she's very, very popular.
Let the social media attacking begin.
The song, what was the Espresso? Something about that Espresso?
Yeah, you're asking the wrong guy about Sabrina Carpenter.
I thought you knew.
Actually, the thing that surprised me is a very, very old man who is not very hip with the kids, except my own children, who are too young to know I'm not cool. I will say that I was surprised at how many of the artists I did know, how much of the music was familiar mm-hmm. to me, how much I actually think I am kind of in the flow, at least the Grammys, in that flow. I mean, I knew most of the songs that were sung, except for Sabrina Carpenter. It's no knock on Sabrina.
No.
That's just not my flavor mm-hmm. of music. Chapel Roan?
Love it.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Shaboozy? Lovely. Teddy Swims has got a voice that is like 350 years old.
Yeah.
Teddy Swims is amazing. Isn't he from Lawrenceville, Georgia?
Is he?
He is. He's from Lawrenceville, Georgia. And let me tell you something. Lawrenceville, Georgia is not a hotbed of creativity, in case anybody doesn't live here, doesn't know. Lawrenceville, Georgia is not where you would expect Teddy Swims to come from. But I also think when you look at Teddy Swims, you don't expect that incredible voice to come out of that person. And it is... like soul crushing. He has really got a talent. I don't know where he got all that gravel in his throat, but I'll take that. I'll take all that you're giving me. I swear to God, that guy's good.
Yes, very good. There's a reason he was in the mix.
I do have to say that I noticed a couple things. Number one, it appeared that Taylor Swift was sitting on Cynthia Erivo's lap. Did you see that?
Well, I think because she's so tall.
Oh, is that what was
going on? I think the camera angle, it did make it seem like
it appeared as if Taylor had just popped a squat right on Cynthia's lap. Yeah. It seemed really weird. And I think that somebody in the production staff should have made an effort to separate the two of them a little bit so it didn't look like they were dating. It was it was really strange. If you watched it, then you know.
Yeah. It looks like she was having fun.
Who, Taylor?
Yeah.
Yeah,
she was
whatever,
I just came off a hugely successful world tour for 2 years. I don't care if I don't get anything tonight. Let's, you know, cheer other people on.
You do not give two fucking rat tails of a shit about anything when you're worth $2 billion.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to break your stride. You know that old song? You know, ain't nothing going to break my stride. Ain't nothing going to bring me down.
Oh no.
I'm worth $1 billion. I swear to God. What's gonna fuck with her flow?
Nothing.
Who cares? Okay, I didn't win this Grammy. I've won 35 other Grammys.
Yes.
I've got a shelf full of them in one of my 36 houses across the world. There's two of them on my private plane. My first private plane, not my second private plane that I use for Travis. hey, listen, good for her.
Absolutely.
You know?
She's there to have fun.
Yeah. It's hard to be a spoil sport when you've already won everything.
Right.
You know, and if she was kind of bratty about it, Taylor is a PR genius. She really is. Say what you will about her. Love her, hate her, be a Swiftie, don't be a Swiftie, think it's all bullshit, whatever. Taylor has crafted an image that is almost untouchable. Now, everything is touchable, but it's almost untouchable. She has really done a great job.
I mean, I don't know anybody that doesn't like her.
I do know people that don't like her. Yeah, I'll name one after we get off the break here. Somebody we know very well, but they don't like her because...
Man or woman?
Woman.
Okay, really?
Mm-hmm. Woman. For reasons that are just, in my opinion, petty and being silly and looking for dirt. Do you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Like, you know, a billionaire. There's an argument out there that billionaires can't be billionaires unless they do some really terrible things to other human beings.
Oh, okay.
I understand the premise of the argument. I understand that if you do kind of like a big thought experiment in your head, imagining all the ways that billionaires fuck people over in order to get their money, that might make sense. But I don't think I don't think any stereotype is 100% true.
I was going to say, that's a blanket.
Like, who did she screw in order to get her $1 million?
I don't think anybody.
That one dude. What was his name? Scooter Braun? Okay, Scooter Braun.
He screwed her.
She screwed him. Now everybody's screwing each other. Who fucking cares? Billionaires pissing over $300 million. Who cares? You got to admit, Taylor's done a great job for herself.
She has.
And I celebrated. I say congratulations to Taylor. But I also noticed that especially like when Sabrina Carpenter was playing, the way that CBS had the camera angles, I noticed that there were a lot of people in the audience that were just generally chitting and chatting over.
I thought I saw that too.
That was fucking rude.
It kind of is rude.
Yeah. I mean, come on, guys. You're lucky enough to get an invite to the Grammys to sit on the fucking floor, the best seats you'll ever get to anything ever in your entire life. And then all you can do is fucking pass cocaine back and forth and yammer the entire time. Give the girl a break. You may not be a Sabrina Carpenter fan, and maybe that particular performance wasn't the best of the night, but give her the due respect.
Yeah, I think it's rude to talk while somebody's performing.
She's right there performing. Yeah. She can see you. Sit the fuck down and shut the fuck up. Did you see there was like a guy with a cowboy hat that was like walking around talking to people? It's like, dude, take your hat off. First of all, you're in the shot. Second of all, shut up. Let the girl sing for fucking sake. This isn't like, you know, the
mix and mingle time.
Yeah, this isn't the Roxy on the LA Strip on a Thursday night. Give the girl some respect for sure. But that was happening during other performances, too.
I thought I saw that.
There's the producers at CBS need to get those people under control. You need help next year, you let me know. I am as fussy as they come when I need to be, and I will go talk to anybody. I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit who it is. Taylor Swift, Elton John, I don't give a shit. I'll tell them to sit down and shut up. Pass the cocaine to me, please. So I can get on with my job in a more anxious way.
Yes.
Brian's like directing airplane traffic up from the stage. Is that a sign language interpreter? Nope, that's just Brian high on cocaine. That's just Brian. Little too high on cocaine. I did notice that there was a lot of yammering going on while people were...
rude.
The one shot of the night that really got me pissed, I will say this, is they cut to Will Smith at some point. Mm-hmm. Will Smith with that stupid fucking smile on his face. I have never been a huge Will Smith fan. I'm not a huge fan of anything of his acting. It's just not for me.
Yeah.
I have nothing personal against the guy. I'm not like, oh, he's an asshole. But then he kind of became an asshole when he hit Chris Rock.
I was wondering if this was his major like comeback.
Well, he ain't invited to the Oscars again.
Right.
So I think he's got a 5-year Oscar.
Kind of announcer, at least at the thing. And what about Jaden?
What is going on with those kids?
the headpiece.
Yeah.
What did that mean?
I don't know if you got this, but we were texting last night. And I said, he's just scared of getting slapped by his dad, so we put a house on his head. Get my house out your mouth! Get my front door out your mouth!
What was the purpose of that?
I have no fucking clue, but when your dad's running around smacking the most famous comedian that's ever lived, I mean, you're going to have a... It's going to be a hard childhood regardless. Those kids grew up in such a bubble that they don't understand. Why did he put a castle on his head? I have no clue.
I don't know if that was like a message.
Is it his new album? Yeah. Castle? Check out my new album, Castle? I don't know.
I don't know. There's a message to it.
I have no idea, but it really was pretty dumb. I mean, listen, I get it. You're taking chances. You're trying to get some PR. I don't know that Jaden Smith would have gotten as much attention had he not had a castle on his head.
Yeah.
But let's make the assumption that he did this just like Bianca went nude because they wanted to get all the photogs flashing. He did that, but not in any kind of meaningful way.
Well,
like,
right.
What conversation does that start? Like, Chrissy and I are just left, Chrissy and the group are just left confused about why there's a house on somebody's head. It doesn't make any
Maybe
sense.
Maybe we'll learn about it later.
Yes. If you're going to go, in my opinion, if you're going to go fashion forward, right, let there be something left to the imagination. And let there be a storyline to what you're wearing.
Mm-hmm.
This piece was created by. This is because I'm doing this. This is in celebration of the firefighters who have something right. along the lines of, I've got a story to tell. Now, admittedly, I did not hear the story about Jaden Smith. I don't think anybody bothered to ask. I think people were like, ah, Will Smith's your dad.
There
so
you go.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
There you go. You get a pass and you get a pass. But like, you know, it has to make some kind of sense. Like, in
right.
the realm of reality, you put Mr. Rogers' toy castle on your head, it doesn't make much sense. At least, Bianca, we know what the story is. Sex sells. I need photographers. Kanye desperately needs to stay in the limelight,
yeah.
desperately. So now he's got Bianca doing his bidding for him. Do you think she's under some kind of duress?
I don't know. I don't think so, but her facial expressions are definitely
yeah.
weird.
It looks blank. She looks blank.
But, you know, I was looking her up earlier. She's got like a bachelor and a master's degree.
She's very smart woman.
Yeah, she's very smart. So, I mean, I think he's her ticket to some kind of fame. And if this is what it takes, she's up for it.
Showing your vag?
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, listen, let's roll this back just for 1 second, not get too, you know, 40-somethings about this. There are plenty of people who go naked
yeah.
for fame and money.
Sure.
Plenty of people. Plenty of people do it for work as a legitimate job. Plenty of people take it a lot further than just walking down the
Definitely.
Red carpet. Right?
Oh, yeah.
And I don't argue with anybody's ability or freedom to do exactly what they want. I just think there's a time and a place for certain things.
Yes.
And I'm not sure that the Grammys, like I was watching the Grammys when I was like nine, I was so interested in music, I was watching when I was 8 or 9 years old with some kind of intent,
yeah.
right? I wanted to watch the Grammys. There's children watching. There's no point to you being naked. It's just causing a stir. And I don't understand why you had to go like full vag.
Well,
leave
you wouldn't be
something
able,
to the imagination.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to walk down the street like
No,
that.
You'd get arrested.
So, yeah.
yeah.
So maybe let that be the cutoff.
Yes, if it's illegal, don't do it. If you're
I can't
likely
walk
to get
down Peachtree Street in Atlanta, then yeah.
But I'd like to see you try, Chrissy. I'd like to see you try. We should get Jeff in like a pimp jacket
yeah.
and get you in one of those Bianca dresses.
He'll wear his chef apron.
Oh, he can wear his chef apron? Bare-assed chef apron.
Yeah.
Chrissy, fur coat, walking down Peachtree Street, and let's see how many people we can get to take a picture of you.
Yeah.
Let's see how quickly that gets in TMZ,
mm-hmm.
for sure. Hey, listen, as they say, any PR is good PR. And Chrissy, we just need you to do this just this once.
Okay.
And don't worry, because once people
team.
Have seen it, there's, you know, that's it.
Yeah.
Once it's been seen, what does it really matter at the end of the day? If someone took a picture of my micro penis and put it all over the internet, well, it's out there. Why not show it again?
Yeah.
Then
true.
We can feel free for
Cats
you to do the show
bag.
Completely naked. Yes. I'm going to make you do it. Like ye. I don't know if she's under some kind of duress, but it does seem a bit, the whole situation seems a bit weird.
It does.
So my belief is either they are both in their own little world, knowing that they are trolling people and feeling some kind of way about the art of it, like the actual mm-hmm. experience of it. They're making a statement that we just don't understand or that we don't care about. Or Yi is convincing her to do this, and he is holding money and fame as kind of a negotiating tool in that relationship. Or then there's the worst case scenario, which is just she's kind of like, you know, under his thumb. I don't know. Either way, it's got us talking. So I
it
guess
it does. That's the,
I guess
that was
it.
The point.
There you go. All right. So let's talk more about more stuff after we take a break. We'll be back.
Hey, it's Rachel, your new voice of God here on TCB. And just like you, I'm wondering just how much longer this podcast can continue. Let's all rejoice that another episode has made it to your ears, and I'll rejoice that my check is in the mail. Speaking of mail, get your free TCB sticker in the mail by going to tcbpodcast.com and visiting the Contact Us page. You can also find the entire commercial break library, audio and video, just in case you want to look at Chrissy, at tcbpodcast.com. Want your voice to be on an episode of the show? Leave us a message at 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. Tell us how much you love us, and we'll be sure to let the world know on a future episode. Or you could make fun of us. That'd be fine, too. We might not air that, but maybe. Oh, and if you're shy, that's okay. Just send a text. We'll respond. Now, I'm going to go check the mailbox for payment while you check out our sponsors, and then we'll return to this episode of the commercial break.
Hey, we're back.
Yippers.
Hey, I wanted to say a couple of things real quick about the Grammys before we get off the topic. Did you see that girl, Ray? Who sang?
Yes.
The British lady?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Where did she come from?
She was very good. I know. I didn't know about
her. It's like Amy Winehouse meets Adele meets somebody else or other. Good. She was, that voice was stunning. Beautiful. Yeah. Loved it. I'm going to get into it. If I can remember, I will definitely play her music. If my old man brain can remember to do that. I actually wrote a note. I said, oh, check her out. She's really good. Where did she come from?
I don't know,
but she was amazing. So there you go. Okay, one more show-related thing. So at the beginning of today's episode, you may have heard somebody left a voicemail for us. If you would like your voice to be on the commercial break, leave us a voicemail, 212-433-3TCB, 212-433-3822. If you leave us a short voicemail, say hello, say goodbye, tell me what a jerk-off I am. I deserve it. It's okay. go ahead and do that, and you may hear your voice at the beginning of a commercial break. Just a little thing that I thought we would do, Chrissy.
I love that.
For all of those wonderful people, most of which text in. I think they're afraid to use their real voice on the commercial break. We spent an entire episode talking about how embarrassed we were about our own podcast, so I can only imagine how other people feel about it.
I don't know. We've got some good reviews, though. Thank you to those listeners out there that are leaving those.
We'll review some of those reviews later on in the week. And yeah, there's many, many good reviews, and then there's a few. Obviously, there are going to be detractors.
But make me laugh.
Who takes the time to write a negative review about a podcast? I mean, I get it 100%. Like,
you have to really not like it.
You have to really dislike what we're doing in order to take the time to go to Apple and write a negative review.
I guess they think they're being helpful to other people.
I guess they think they're being helpful to other people. But why don't you just let other people find out how awful we are on their own? Please? Can't you do that to all of our naysayers? And I would bet you dollars to donuts that some of those people who dislike the show so much are probably listening just as much as the people who really like the
show. They're tuning in.
I hate listening to a few podcasts. I'm not going to say who, but I hate listening to a few podcasts, including our own, actually.
Yes.
I listen to it. My kids want to listen to the show now in the car.
No.
They want to listen to the show in the car. Because their mom, sometimes on the way to school, she'll put on the show just to hear, you know, their commercials is edited, right? She's like kind of like a fifth set of ears on the editing process, right? And so sometimes she'll put it on in the car. And I think to myself, why are you doing that? This show is terrible for, I mean, it's like the last thing you would want to
bring
put
up
on
a lot of
children.
Questions.
It's going to bring up a lot of trauma is what's going to happen. Right. Those kids are going to be in therapy forever. Do we know the porn star Bonnie Blue?
I do not.
Okay. Bonnie Blue is the young lady who about 3 months ago did 100 guys in 24 hours.
Oh, that one. Yeah.
You remember this?
Yeah,
okay.
Remember that story.
Bonnie Blue, OnlyFans star, many hundreds of thousands of dollars every month worth of subscription cash that she gets. So she's one of the more popular creators on OnlyFans. And she has been talking about this for a number of years, how she would like to have sex with multiple men in a day, that's something she wanted to break some records. It's just like a personal achievement she wanted to do. I'm sure it doesn't hurt the OnlyFans cash either.
Yeah.
And about 3 months ago, she did 100 men in a day. So she made an open casting call. If you are between this age and this age, if you are single, if you have a test, I guess is probably one of the prerequisites.
So.
I hope so, too. Mm-hmm. You know, you must wear protection. You're going to get a couple of minutes with me, blah, blah, blah. So she did it. She rented a house in England, like a brownstone in England.
I was not expecting you to say England.
I know. I wasn't expecting London either. I mean, imagine the line of guys waiting outside, fluffing themselves up. What are the neighbors thinking?
Yeah.
And by the way, whoever owns that Airbnb, I sure as shit hope you got it cleaned, man. That is like...
Yeah, yeah, they said no throwing parties, but they did not say no
throwing
sex-a-thons.
DNA all over my roof, all over my ceilings. Mm-hmm. That's intense. There was a famous YouTube creator who followed her around for that day, making a rather kind of had like a serious look at what was going on. She allowed this, not during the actual like act of having sex with these guys, but before and after. And she seems like a rather smart, intelligent human being who is just, made some personal goal for herself, kind of like the 28 days of TCB. Like, let's do it and let's see if we can get through it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So she's rather sweet and intelligent, very beautiful, young lady, very young. But afterwards, after this is all over, the guy who, and I wanted to review this here on the commercial break, but I think I would feel bad about taking the views away from the guy who actually made this documentary. So if you want to go Google Bonnie Blue on YouTube, or you want to search on YouTube, I'm sure that that documentary will be one of the first that comes up. It's got a couple million views. But afterwards, she seems very emotionally distraught.
Yeah,
right?
I read about that.
She's doing a lot of crying. She's saying, it wasn't that bad and I don't feel all that bad, but emotionally and physically, I just think I went numb at some point.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple of days ago, she followed through on her promise to do 1,000 guys in a day. And she did 1,059 guys in a day. She screwed 1,059 guys in a day. I don't even know how you physically accomplish that. How do you get that done? What is that? I can see Tina's doing the same math that I'm doing here. It's 1,059 divided by 24.
How many minutes?
44 in an hour. That's about 1 minute. That is intense. That is insane.
Yeah.
Let me read the...
Is it just a quick in and out?
What's that?
The quick in and out?
How do you do anything else but have a quick in and out?
Yeah.
1 minute. I mean, I guess you just got to be... The guy's got to be ready to go. There's no... There's no dilly-dallying. There, you got to fluff yourself before you get into the room.
Definitely no foreplay.
Definitely no foreplay. No afterplay. No cigarette. You are just going in, knocking it out as quick as you have ever knocked it out before. And even a minute is a little quick for it. It's even a little quick for me.
And you're staying up for 24 hours too. Wow.
Yeah, that's got to be intense. I don't know what drives somebody to do something like this. I'm sure she wants to get in the record books. I'm sure if this is your job, it's a stunt that helps get attention for what you do. I am sure that she sold 1 million subscriptions to get this done in 24 hours. But just like the physical and emotional toll this must take on you is just insane. I haven't had sex I haven't probably had sex 1,000 times in my life. In my entire life, I haven't had sex. And I've only had sex with a few people. And I'm married for 10 years. So you would think that I probably would have gotten close to 1,000. I bet I haven't gotten anywhere close to 1,000.
Yeah.
That's insane to do that in 24 hours.
It is. It's hard to think about for
it
me.
It is hard to think about.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, like, the average... How many times do you think the average person has sex in a lifetime? Like, not sex with partners, but sex just in general.
Just total, the act.
Yeah, the act. Let me ask Google AI.
I mean, that's got to be a wide range.
How many times does the average person have sex in a lifetime? Let's see. I'm sure that AI will know this. Oh, well, never mind. 5,778 times. I am lagging far behind.
Huh.
Does that include myself? Does that include sex with myself? Because if it includes sex with myself, I know I'm well up over 10,000. But if it includes sex with other people, I don't know that I've even reached 1,000.
Yeah.
5,778.
Better get to it, Brian.
I know, Chrissy. Well, never mind. I'm not going to make that
joke. But look what
happens.
Then you have 30 kids, so...
Well, we know I've had sex 30 times at least. I just thought I'd mention this because after porn star Bonnie Blue, controversy 1,057, excuse me.
Oh.
Porn star Bonnie Blue is being brutally roasted after her record-breaking sex marathon with 1,057 men in 12 hours.
12.
Was banned. The high-profile British sex worker whose Australian visa was canceled in November after public outcry over her viral schoolie stunt featuring barely legal young men. She had planned to make a fortune by selling the video of her sleeping with 1,057 men. However, the explicit video has since been removed from the 25-year-old's subscription site after OnlyFans repeatedly said the X-rated clip breached its rules. How is that?
That went too far.
How is that? How is that? What? OnlyFans has rules? OnlyFans has rules? So. Is there no safe place to have sex with 1,000 people in a 12-hour period? OnlyFans is a platform designed for creators who have completed our comprehensive onboarding process and choose to monetize their content, said a spokesman. To keep our community safe, OnlyFans also verifies the age, identity, and consent of all parties featured in explicit content. We do not allow large numbers of OnlyFans creators to be featured on an account, even where release forms have been provided. Okay, well, there you go. Blue, who recorded the jaw-dropping video at a $30,000 mansion famed for hosting illegal sex parties, has previously been vocal about why she makes her controversial content, stating that she often rage baits in order to boost subscriptions and ultimately line her pocketbook. As a result, rage bait means that you, like, people dislike you. Mm-hmm. Or they dislike what you're doing. They're really angry about something. So you post in order to bait them into interacting with you. Yes. As a result, social media are having a field day pointing out that Blue's shocking sex stunt was all for nothing if she can't make money from it. Imagine doing all that work for nothing, wrote one person on Facebook. What an anti-climax, scoffed another person. Others have pointed out no one has seen the video. Did it even happen? Until I see the video, oh my God, guys, you're such fucking morons. You're such fucking assholes. Why are you poking this young lady? She wanted to have sex with 1,000 guys in 12 hours to raise her subscription level. Didn't work out in her favor. Why do you have to throw bleach in the wound? Do I agree with having sex with 1,000 people in 12 hours? What does it fucking matter what I think?
No.
Honestly, you want to have sex with 1,000 guys? But there was some controversy that I read that maybe a couple of the guys were not of age, even though they signed the release forms. No one really knows. They're trying to get to the bottom of it. I'm sure the internet will snuff them out one way or the other. One dude even brought his mom with him.
What?
He needed a ride to the event, so he brought his mom. His mom waited in line with him for like 3 hours until she had no idea what was going on until they got up to the door and he had to sign the release form.
What?
Can you imagine?
No. God.
And he was a virgin.
No.
So there you go. Yes, it's all over TikTok, or so he says, right? Okay, he might also be rage baiting himself. But can you imagine? Hey, mom, can you take me to the local orgy? Hey, mom, I want to go get my balls busted. Can you take me to the orgy with Bonnie Blue?
Yeah, I don't know how that conversation goes.
Well, it goes like this. Mom, I'm trying to get a job, so I need a ride, and I want you to stay in the car for about 3 hours. When I come back, I might smell like sloppy sex, but it'll be okay. It's all part of the work, Mom. I don't know. Well, first of all,
did they get paid?
No, they don't get paid.
No.
No, of course not.
She wasn't sharing it with any of the young men.
Well, listen, would you? Isn't payment enough? The fact that you get to have sex with a very nice looking young lady? Yes. I mean, guys' minds don't work like that. They don't work like that. If, first of all, I wouldn't go. Because then I have to be on fucking camera having sex with somebody.
Well, right.
All the lights, all the pressure, the timing, the fact that she's had sex with, 600 men before me. I think all of that would cause my little wing wang not to be even half hard. My low T would be way low. Do you know what I'm saying?
Why Brian 3000?
Why Brian 3000? What if I was just handing it out? Like I had a...
Yes.
What if I had a rubber glove? I'm at this $30,000 mansion. And the process goes like this. You wait in line. You go up. You sign the release form. You take off your clothes. You go into a bathroom where Brian has a mask on and a tube of Why Brian 3000. I'm now going to whack you off. I get you to almost climax and then we throw you in the room with her.
You should reach out.
Oh, no pun intended, Chrissy. I should reach out. I don't know. I mean, there has to be like, if you only have a minute, not even a minute, 30 seconds. That means that if she did this in 12 hours, she had sex with 100 guys an hour about. There's only 60 minutes in an hour, according to the math that I was taught. There's only 60 minutes in an hour. That means you have to do more than one in a minute.
This is like pump, pump, out.
I did do some math.
What is it?
I did it on 10 hours. I didn't realize it was 12, but it was 1.7 per minute. So she did it in 10 hours.
30 so, seconds.
Yes.
Mm. Holy shit.
That's a pump pumping out.
That is pump pumping out.
And,
yeah.
And it begs the question, how do we define sex in this moment? Like, is it just doing something that you get an STD from? Is that what they're considering sex? Because for me, somebody sticking it in for a minute, not really sex.
Well, it's not making love, that's for sure.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. I would, my opinion is that this is simply the act of sticking your penis inside of the vagina.
It is, yeah.
Is in, what they in, consider out. Sex. In, out. And they probably have to be pre.
In, out, in.
Yeah. In, out, in.
In, out. In.
Well, how about in, out? What in, out, I think in. Just in, out. If yeah. you have 30 seconds, it's just. I would just go in, stay there for a second, take a picture with my mind about all the beautifulness that was going on, and then I would pull out. And
then
you
get
know.
In the car with your mom.
Yeah, and I get in the car with my mom. Condom on. Condom on. Like yeah. this. Hey, mom, what's up? How did it go? Well, I don't think I'm hired, mom. But I fired it off, mom. I finally got my dick wet, mom. I can't imagine going with your mom. With your mom. Unbelievable. But, you know, hey, listen, to each their own.
To each their
to
own.
To each their
yes.
own. If this is the way you lose your virginity, it's not very fun the first time anyway. Might as yeah. well be with a professional porn star who has lots of time.
Memorable.
And, yeah, memorable. It's going to be on camera. No one's going to see it. I'm feeling good about this. If I'm one of the 1,057 guys waking up the next day, I'm probably like, thank God. Thank yeah. God that's not on OnlyFans. But I don't understand why OnlyFans is so upset about this. I mean, if she did take the time, energy, and effort to get a release form and check everybody's IDs, what's the big deal? Like, I mean, is every OnlyFans creator ever have all of the release forms? I don't know.
I don't know. They've got the whole age verification thing going on a lot of these sites.
Well, you must age identify, because these porn sites are literally, I mean, we all know, it's not a secret. When you have mass amounts of creator content on your X-rated site, a good chunk of that, and I don't know what it is, but it's got to be 5 to 10% of that, is probably not age verified. Or people that say it's age verified, but the women, especially in those videos, are not. It's prevalent throughout. Prevalent or prevalent? Is it prevalent or
prevalent.
Is it prevalent?
Prevalent.
Prevalent. Okay. It's got to be prevalent on these sites for sure. And so you must age identify. But this is a pretty high profile creator. And you have to imagine, like,
she had all the T's.
Yeah. All the I's and dotted and T's crossed.
And, yeah.
And if I'm part of her team, and she does have a team based on the movie that I watched, if I'm part of her team, I'm reaching out to OnlyFans, letting them know that this is happening.
Yes.
And making sure that we can make money on this ahead of time. That would be like step number one. Am I breaking any of your rules? What if you did, they did 100, why not 1,000? What's the difference? But I think part of this is because there have been some complaints about whether or not all of the guys involved in it were of age.
Age, yeah.
Hey, listen, this is breaking news here at the commercial break. We're just getting on this. We're going to do an investigative journal. I wish I could get Bonnie on. I would love to get Bonnie on the show, actually. So maybe I'll make an effort to reach out to her. But I'm going to take the first step and talk to my wife before I do any
that's
of that.
That's a good
That's probably
first step.
A great idea,
yes,
right?
That is a great idea.
Because just because Astrid sent me a nude photograph of Bianca does not mean I can reach out to Bonnie Blue.
Yeah.
No, hell no. I got to be careful. Listen, I'm too old to start again. I'm keeping Astrid at all costs.
Yes.
If that means no Bonnie Blue on the show, no Bonnie Blue. However, if she will come on the show and Astrid agrees, maybe we'll see if we can talk to her about all of this. All right, let's take a break. And yeah, we'll be back.
Let me do something Brian has never done. Be brief. Follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break. Text or call us 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. Visit our website, tcbpodcast.com, for all the audio, video, and your free sticker. Then watch all the videos at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. And finally, share the show. It's the best gift you could give a few aging podcasters. See, Brian? That really wasn't that difficult, now was it? You're welcome.
Okay, Tina in here's in studio with us today, helping us with the cameras and the audio. Thank you, Tina. Appreciate it. That's the voice of God that you just heard that came in there. I didn't mention that. Tina was sharing with us that everybody who gets on to OnlyFans, even people who are participating in somebody else's OnlyFans account, need to verify their identity in a similar way than if you go and start a Coinbase account, or sometimes when you start a bank account online, they make you kind of do like a 360 or a 180 around your head to verify, I think through eyeball identification, I think through iris identification, that you are the person that you say you are.
Yes, which is good.
I agree with you 100%. But I just feel bad for Bonnie that someone on her team didn't make that call ahead of time. Like, that could have easily been done, probably, before the men even got to the room.
Yeah, you would think it was all in place before this took place.
Yeah, you have the record, you just don't have the money to show for it. But apparently she's making hundreds of thousands of dollars a month anyway, so I don't think this is going to necessarily, you know, might not hurt her overall status. If you're making a couple hundred thousand dollars a month, you don't need to be on that OnlyFans for long before you can do whatever the fuck it is you want to do. Do 3 or 4 years of OnlyFans and then see you later.
Invest the money.
That's right. Then run to Turkey and get yourself some new teeth or a vaginoplasty. Vagioplasty. I was just reading that one of my friends took their mother-in-law to Turkey to get a new set of teeth. This is the newest, latest craze. Mm-hmm. Everybody is going to Turkey.
For surgeries.
For surgeries. And there are going around the internet, there are entire videos, like TikTok videos, 30, 40, 50 seconds long, of somebody on an airplane taking a video of a bunch of American men with new hair.
Hair, the hair thing.
Yeah, entire planes of men who went to go get their, you know, hair implants in Turkey. Because
was Frankie on there?
No, I hope so. Last time we saw Frankie, his hair wasn't doing so hot. You know, entire airplanes of guys that were going there to get hair plugs. This is amazing. And apparently Turkey has one of the most advanced medical systems in the world. Like, you know, America is the most advanced in the world, I think. But it's also one of the most fucked up. And you got to pay $55,000 even to see a specialist these days. In Turkey, for like $1,000, you can get every test that's ever been known to man. Every cancer test, every heart test, everything. You can do it in 2 days. They give you the results right there. And they put this kind of picture together of your health, like a very detailed picture together of your health.
I think that's great.
And you're out
everyone.
The door. Yeah, absolutely. Let's go to Turkey. The commercial break from Turkey.
Commercial break goes to Turkey.
That's right. That's a Turkey break. We're going to go. Like, let's go. Let's get some medical procedures done. I'll get my eyes. We'll get a facelift. I'll get some of that collagen that looks unnatural put in my lips. Maybe a butt lift.
Yes.
A penile implant.
Make your list.
I'll make my toes prettier. I'll get my kneecaps tightened because, you know, as you get older, your kneecaps sag a little bit. So I'm going to get my kneecaps tightened. I'll probably get some pec muscles implanted.
Oh, yeah, the pec implants.
Yeah, don't they now have things where you can get washboard abs? They put like these plastic pieces of plastic.
They got it all.
Yes, let's get it all done. $560. I'll spend a couple of days over there in Turkey. I'll
it's
come back
in Turkey.
New and refreshed. Turkey's beautiful. If it wasn't for their dictator, I think everything would be great. Let's see if I can be excluded. Let's see if I can get myself uninvited from yet another country. Venezuela's already on the list.
See, Bonnie Blue has her personal goals, and you have
yours. I have my personal. Bonnie Blue can't go to Australia or New Zealand. Brian can't go to Venezuela, and now Turkey. Because that guy Erdogan is a fucking nut job. But I do hear that Turkey is beautiful, that it is cosmopolitan in some places, and now all these medical procedures.
I feel like they're on part of our 90-day, before the 90 days. Isn't somebody in Turkey?
That guy,
I feel like, yeah.
Was it that dude who married
somebody
the lady from Atlanta?
Somebody was in Turkey on one of those shows.
There was
it looked beautiful.
There was a hairdresser from Atlanta, from Kennesaw.
Okay.
And this was a couple seasons ago.
I didn't want that.
And she
that
married
one.
A guy who was from Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of came off as a jerk, like, at the beginning. But then at the end, you thought, oh, he's actually a really nice guy. But since I don't know their names, I'm not going to talk much more about them.
But, let's just leave it at that Turkey looks beautiful.
Yeah. But so I was just trolling Facebook, which I don't do very often. And one of my friends took her mother-in-law to go get a brand new set of teeth.
Yeah.
And look at that. Isn't that those teeth look lovely?
Well, what am I looking at? Because now I'm looking at coming soon.
Oh, coming soon. Brian with Bonnie Blue, coming soon. Oh, I think you lost it. You made the mistake. I hate this about this fucking iPhone. I will be looking at something on Instagram on the toilet. I'll go to zip up my jeans and I'll press somewhere else on the screen and I'll lose it forever. And I was like, I just was looking at, you know what I'm saying?
I know, it does.
Fucking
it
drives me crazy. Yes. Can Instagram have a, you just saw this kind of thing. Do you know what I'm saying? Like YouTube
you
does.
You saw this in the toilet.
Yes, you saw this in the toilet section. Yeah, you were on the shitter section.
Yeah, they've got location-based services.
Can they do Hot Topic, Hot Dump? Like, you know what I'm saying? Hot Topic, Hot Dump. When you were dumping, this is what you were looking at. Because sometimes I lose it, and then it's gone forever, and it was a really good reel. I wanted to see it again. Fuck. It was uncensored Bianca. I needed to see it again. I needed to zoom in on the vagina. How many guys last night were zooming in just to see?
I was zooming in.
I was too. I couldn't tell. I was like, is that like purposefully like a little bit, you know, it looked from far away like the dress had purposefully had a little bit of a cover up on the vagina. But if you zoomed in, you clearly saw that, no, that was just stubble from her pubic hair,
I
right?
I didn't go that far.
Oh, I went that far. I went way down the rabbit hole. I tried to get in her vagina with that zoom just to make sure that I was seeing what I was seeing. And for fuck's sake, it was really a vagina. It really was. But this turkey thing, I think this is wonderful. And I don't know why we don't do this here in the fucking United States. We have no preventative care.
No.
Preventative care is discouraged because it costs money. And then you don't make money. They don't make money on the medicine. It is completely ass backwards. And why are we all running to Turkey to get this done? Shouldn't this be available here in the United States? I understand that medicine here in the United States costs money because it costs money to develop new drugs, new procedures, new things. And our doctors and surgeons, they should be paid extraordinarily well. But the insurance companies have fucked it all up for us. And now it's just so much fucking money to get anything done that you don't get preventative care. Like you had a scan recently.
Yeah. Yeah, the CT scan.
How long did it take you to get that approved?
I mean, this one was pretty quick.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a bad example. But there are other examples where it takes a long time to get that kind of stuff approved. Yeah. I had to get a heart scan. A number of years ago, I had so much frustration with my insurer trying to get that heart scan done that was recommended by a doctor because there is a history of widowmaker in my family. I was at the age where the doctor was like, you should get this done. You should go get a calcium score done.
That's
right?
That's what I had done.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know what? The insurance company spent 3 months going back and forth with the doctor about whether or not this was a medically necessary procedure. And the doctor was like, I can't call it a medically necessary procedure, but it is medically informative. We need to know if there's a problem
get the
now.
Baseline.
That's right. And he's like, you know,
was because of your age, but then there's
fuck that. Yeah. You know, we should all be getting these scans.
I think so too.
Scans
once a year.
Once
scan
a year.
Me up.
And the time you're 20, get them done. And that way you got a baseline and you know if something changes, there's a problem. Go look into it. Motherfucker. Let's go to Turkey. If anybody out there has any connections with airlines, hotels, money, bank accounts that have more than one zero on it. If anybody out there.
Doesn't Eric Adams from New York, wasn't there a whole thing where he was involved in the Turkey airline? Or he was flying Turkish Airlines?
Yeah, they were giving him free tickets.
Yeah.
Ah, what's a few free tickets amongst friends?
Maybe we need to call Eric.
What's a couple million dollars in zoning bribes amongst friends? Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah, Eric Adams. I don't know what he's doing up there because I'm not in New York, but seemed like a nice guy. And then he's taking everybody's money for like to build, you know, build 3 inches outside the zone. I don't know. But guys, don't do that. Do it under the table like everybody else does it. Jesus, you're taking free plane tickets and writing it down in your book. It's like so stupid. Okay. And then there's that other guy, the Bob, whatever his name was. He was like putting gold bars in his closet. Gold bars in your closet? That senator, you know what I'm talking about? Bob Menendez?
Yes. He was, that's right. He got convicted.
He got convicted. Of course he did. He was putting gold bars in his closet that people were bribing him with. Gold bars? Really? How stupid can
gold
you be?
Gold standard.
Yeah, Zell somebody like everybody else does. Zell, that's how you buy your drugs. Come on, Bob, get it together. Speaking of drugs in Turkey, the most amazing thing happened, and we totally forgot to talk about it. The guy who started Silk Road.
Oh, yeah.
Got pardoned by Trump.
Yes.
He got pardoned by Trump. Trump is a teetotaler. He has never taken a drink, smoked a cigarette, or done drugs in his life, according to him, because his brother died a terrible alcoholic, and I think there was some other family issues around alcohol and drugs. So he has stayed away from it. Now, whatever you think of Trump, good for you, Trump. If you know that's going to be problematic, then don't do it, right? I cannot believe that he let the guy that created Silk Road go, well, being such a teetotaler.
Yeah, well, I think it was the whole crypto thing. It was tied into
crypto bros. Hey, brother, let the Silk Road guy go. Yeah, yeah, there's a couple fentanyl deaths, a little bit of blood on his hands, but let him go. I don't know how I feel about this. You just started Silk Road and then people started facilitating it. I mean, you built it to facilitate drug sales.
Yes, but, and sex trafficking.
Oh, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know Silk Road was into sex, too. Mm-hmm. I thought it was just drugs.
All drugs and sex kind of go together.
Well, I mean, I didn't know you could buy sex. I didn't know you could, like, buy sex on Silk Road. I don't know. I never went to Silk Road because, quite frankly, I am not competent enough in any computer language to figure out how to get on the dark web. I have no idea how to
pay
do
with
that.
Bitcoin.
Bitcoin. Yeah, if it includes Bitcoin payment, I'm not in.
Yeah.
I'm not in.
There's like murder for hire, I think, too, on there.
On Silk Road?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, it's been so long since it's been around. The murder for hire is probably a bad one. Sex trafficking, I agree. If it was just the drugs, I might say, all right, but if you're literally helping to facilitate murder for hire and children getting bought and sold, no way. Dude, you need to go to jail, spend a few years, and then come out the other end a clear, crisp, clean human being and start Facebook too, like Mark Zuckerberg did. There's plenty of drugs and sex trafficking that goes on Facebook, but they hire people to go to Washington and lobby on their behalf. That's how you play the game, dude. That's how you play the game. Obviously, somebody was lobbying on behalf of the dude from Silk Road, because you know that the dude from Silk Road probably has a big fucking bank account. And guess who else does? SBF, Sam Bankman Fraud.
Oh, right. Yep.
He's getting, Trump and somebody else are talking about pardoning him, too.
Well, makes sense.
Let all the criminals go. Sounds great. Let's kick out all the hardworking people. Fuck them. Let's start a trade war with everybody. And then let's let all the criminals go as long as they pay for the pardon. That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Hey, Silk Road dude, by the way, I need some dibbity dabs. Just a tasty teener. Tasty teener, send my way. I don't hate you personally. I don't know you personally. But it just seems like a weird thing for Trump to do is to pardon a dude who started a major drug, sex, and murder website trafficking.
It was like
website.
Anything goes, yeah.
It is anything goes. It is anything goes. What do you think? You think that like he can start Silk Road too? If he's pardoned for his crimes, does that allow him to then go and start another website?
I'm sure he can do it.
I don't know how a pardon works, but I think it's kind of like all-encompassing.
Yeah.
If you're
wiped clean.
Yeah, if you're wiped clean once, you just get to do it again.
Mm.
Huh. Interesting. Maybe I should start lobbying for a pardon.
You
I don't know what I did wrong yet, but I'm sure there's something. I'm sure the commercial break is in violation of some statute somewhere.
Yes, it is.
All right. Okay. Well, hey, listen, at least we do the show with clothes on, Bianca.
That's right.
All right. All right.
Whee!
At least for now.
For now.
Yeah. Until we need to up our subscriptions on OnlyFans.
Publicity.
Right.
Yeah.
We should do this show on OnlyFans. We should start an OnlyFans account. Rather than have a Patreon, we should go straight to OnlyFans.
I
wonder if anybody would pay for it. We've had lots of people say they would pay for a subscription. If we took the commercials out, they would pay for subscription. And I would do that. But it's just too difficult for me to put yet another version of this show together. So we're just going to deal with the commercials for now. Okay, guys? Plus, at any moment, you could take your subscription away. You know what I'm saying? Like, you make that promise now, but then, like, a month and a half in...
What is this charge?
Yeah, your wife starts going, hey, we need to tighten our belt around here. This $1.99 you're paying every month for commercial break, it's got to go. It's got to go. I know that I'll be the first thing to go in your expenditures. I know it. No one needs the commercial break.
No.
And if I keep it free, at least you can have it. As long as I continue to do it, at least you can have it. So that's what's going to stay. Hey, listen, if you want to be on the commercial break, call in, leave a message. 212-433-3822. 212-433-3TCB. Call in, leave us a short message. Say something. Say whatever the fuck you want to. Say it. Keep it under a minute if you would. And then know that we may use that on a future opening or inside of the show content. Also, we'd love to hear from you. So many text messages. I'm talking to so many people. Aster and everybody's talking to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Join in the conversation. You can leave a text message, questions, comments, concerns, content ideas, 212-433-3TCB. Also, we'd love it if you would go to the website and request your free TCB sticker. Yes, we still do that. We haven't gotten a new sticker in a long time.
No, we need to come up with a new one.
Aster and I were just talking about
new year, new sticker.
New year, new sticker. Coming soon. So get in line, tcbpodcast.com. All the audio, all the video, right there from one location. If you hit the contact us button, drop down menu, I want my free sticker. You can give us your address and we'll send it to you. At the commercial break on Instagram, TCB Podcast on TikTok, and youtube.com/thecommercialbreak for all the episodes on video the same day they air here on the audio. Okay, Chrissy, that's all I can do for now.
I think so.
I'll tell you that I love you.
And I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I will say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye.